everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning that his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. We never know who it is. We get no advance notice because you all, as an energy mix, are the ones who call in the being. And it's over 100 so far, well over 100 over his career. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And let me give you numbers. If you are on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, then you need to hang up and call a different number. And that number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Now, occasionally that line may be busy, so let me give you a second number that you can try. That is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And so we're looking forward to the show. Have your questions ready and let's go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Lakshmi.
Lakshmi?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
This will be a first in a little while. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Could you, for the people on the line who might not be totally familiar with who you are and what your focus or purpose is, could you share a little bit about yourself?
I am the goddess of abundance.
Yay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We certainly like that. And I have had your picture on my wall for a long time to encourage abundance. And that's what's happening. It's happening for everybody step by step. Okay. 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 So we have our first caller, Barb. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Hello, goddess of abundance.
Thank you.
Will I be moving from Boston to Illinois?
Yes.
Will that be within a year?
Yes.
Well, let's make it like in 8 months.
We'll shoot for that.
Before the end of July, will I still meet that man here in Boston?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
You said that last time.
And it's yes. True.
Where will I meet him?
In the most unlikely of places.
Excuse me? Say that again, please.
In the most unlikely of places.
Unlikely. Is he my soulmate?
No, but he is a partner for you.
Okay. Now, are we on the gold standard?
Coming. In process.
It's coming. Will that be days away, weeks away?
Yes.
Days or weeks?
Yes. In other words, I'm not going to pin it down any further for you.
Okay. will we be seeing of the change of currency?
Same answer.
Same answer. Okay, I guess that's the end of my questions. Goddess of Abundance, I shall have abundance, I believe.
So be it, dear one.
Namaste. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're so delighted to have the Goddess of Abundance today because many of us know that abundance is about to break out more and more. That it's coming, it's been coming, and it's coming step by step. Now, I understand not being able to pin down a date because isn't all of this in process and that the timing can't be firmed up because it is a flow that has to go a certain way?
It is very fluid, dear one. And I have a request to all of you. I want you to accept this abundance with gratitude. Please.
With gratitude, yes.
Yes, please.
Yes. And to be quite sane in the way we handle it, not go crazy, so to speak.
That as well. But
yes.
Gratitude number one.
The gratitude, yes, yes. So that means that all of the pieces of this financial puzzle are one by one dropping into place in the appropriate order, meeting the SIP system and the BRIC system and the change of the Federal Reserve system to new management, the Chinese involvement, the gold, all of this stuff is in flow appropriately?
Yes, dear. And make no mistake about it. It's not just a financial change or reset or however you wish to look at that. It is way of life on your planet that is changing.
Way of life. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, meaning that people will need to move into thinking differently about their own value and how to run their lives. Because
meaning that people are going to need to adjust to not only abundance in their lives, but their lives being much easier than they have been.
And that is going to be such good news for so many people.
Indeed it is.
Yes. It is a great gift, as I see it, for all the people behind the scenes who have worked so hard for so long to bring about these changes, and we don't even know who they are.
They have been serving you extremely well, and they have made many sacrifices for you. Be grateful for that as well.
Yes. I know there have been many sacrifices and some have been killed in the line of duty and have done their jobs well. And it's just been a big challenge.
All true. By the by, I would like to thank you, Mary.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'm thanking you for this wonderful necklace that you had made for me.
You're the first one to experience it the way it is.
I am. I love it.
Okay, let me explain to our listeners. The host has crystal strings that we would call them necklaces that facilitate his going into trance and being able to channel whoever's coming through. And there's a beautiful pendant. I cannot remember the name of the crystal that's on it that hangs on
Dioptase, the dear.
I'm sorry?
Dioptase, which heals all the way to the soul of the heart.
Ah. Beautiful. That's what he said. Anyway, the strings were not fastened together. They were just loose. And the crystal, the diaptase, was just loose on a cord. And we had all of it, at Merlin's suggestion, we had all of it strung together in one with a clasp and the pendant fastened permanently onto the restrung little crystals. And we just picked it up an hour ago from the restringer. So, yes, you're the first one to have it to wear.
And I thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so grateful we got it done. I think we had some help from upstairs, so to speak, to get it done so fast.
Yes, you did.
Yes, because that was really fast. It was a big job, and they really got it done fast. Okay. So I have heard that there's what has been lightly called rainbow currency, new United States Treasury notes, different from the money we've been using. Is that true?
That is coming, yes.
And that each bill is a different color, so it's more recognizable for people with sight problems or...
Yes, they will be much easier to recognize and sort.
Okay. The $100 bill that came out within the last year, year and a half, that was different with the pot of gold on it and the serious metallic stripe and so forth, was that to get people used to, on the way to a different currency?
Change, yes.
And will that $100 bill remain as is, or is there still another one to replace it?
There will be another one to replace it.
Okay. So this will just be kind of like when this one came in, you might get the old one at the bank, or you might get the new one at the bank, and it didn't really matter because they were worth the same.
Yes.
It'd be the same way?
Yes.
Okay. And then gradually these will be removed from circulation?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, good. I've heard the money is very pretty.
It is indeed.
And that it's somewhat like what we used to term the European currencies when the different countries had their own currency and it was called, you crossed the border, you changed wallpaper. And it's kind of like that, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So can you give us... an update. I get so many emails that say, oh, this is done, and Paul Ryan's president, and or Dunford's president, and Ryan is vice president. I get so many stuff, many emails that say this is done, and it's my understanding it's all in process still. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is in process.
Yes.
But you are being taken care of.
Oh, I know.
That is the thing to know.
That is true. Everybody calm down. Know that it's happening. It's happening at the right time and in the right way with the right people. Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being there. That was lovely hearing about the necklace.
Okay. We're very excited to be able to pick it up.
That's nice. Healing all the way to the soul. I like that. I was excited at the mention of the Goddess of Abundance saying that it's not just about money, because we all know that's going to go away eventually, thank goodness. So I was wondering if we could hear more about the new life, the abundance, like having, being healed, you know, physically and being able to connect as one and healing the planet and doing amazing things for each other or whatever falls in that realm of abundance.
All of those things fall in that realm, dear. All of those things. You are going to have machines that will quickly and easily heal your bodies.
Oh, good.
That is true. And you are going to have technologies that will assist you in the cleanup of Gaia, of your beloved planet, home. And that is a great thing, too. This is all going to be part of the wonderful new life that you are embarking on.
With no limits in true sovereignty and freedom.
Correct.
Nice. Is there anything else you would like to describe in that realm?
Again, I suggest gratitude.
Okay. Okay. Extreme. Floating out of the water.
Extremely important.
Okay. Gratitude. Okay. Every breath with gratitude.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All of you for being there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Susan. Wonderful to hear from you. Okay, the Brexit vote, where the voting majority in Britain voted to leave the European Union, and of course the elitists, cabal, Illuminati, whatever, are not happy about that. So the news is saying that there'll be all kinds of moves to try to nullify or get around or somehow discard that view. Can you give us any ideas about what's going to happen as a result of this vote? That fortunately they didn't have United States voting machines that could be hacked as easily. So I'm very grateful for that.
This is, well, the dark forces that have been in control on your planet for so many millennia are now in their final days, and they do not like it, as you can imagine. They saw this as a sign that they were almost totally done, and they decided that they would see whatever they could do to undo it. In the end, they will not be successful, but they're giving it their last shot.
Okay, that would be exactly what I would expect. And will the people of Britain stand firm to enforce this?
They will indeed.
Will any attempts to overturn it be successful, even on short-term basis?
If they can convince the people that it has been overturned, then they will be able to overturn it. It's that convincing that needs to be stopped.
Propaganda machine.
Yes.
Okay. And that they are good at that, but maybe the people of Britain are smart enough to not buy it?
The people of Britain know when they are being had, and they are not going to stand for this.
Excellent.
As well they shouldn't.
Of course not. This whole there's been a lot of history behind this come out in email recently, which is very good, because in the U.S. we get so little real news from overseas. We don't really have a handle on what's going on in other countries, even countries like Britain and France and Germany. So to see some truth behind this and how the euro was, European zone was set up in the first place, and who was motivated to do it, it's very interesting and very informative.
Yes.
The original construction, as I understand it, was never to benefit people, just to really trick them into buying into this whole EU thing. Is that correct?
That is most correct. It was about control the masses. You see, the dark side's whole thing has been about controlling the masses.
Yes.
Their attempt to reduce the population by an order of magnitude has failed them, and so they're back to simply trying to control this people that are on the earth now, and they're finding that that's not going to work. And say yay. Say yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay. Finally, after all these years.
Yes.
Good.
Your day is here.
That is exciting.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers. If you are on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call one of two different numbers. The toll-free number to call for asking a question is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number, in case that line should be busy, is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And the being who has honored us today with their presence is Lakshmi, goddess of abundance, which is very exciting. All right, is there anything else that you can add at this time about the situation in Britain with the Brexit and all?
Every effort is being made on my side of the veil to have this come off peacefully. You do not need more violence on your planet. You do not need more war. You do not need more strife. You need peace. So we are doing our best to have this be peaceful. Please support that.
Oh, that is excellent. I do believe that most people want that. There's very few that wouldn't buy into that. Okay, we have a caller, Cheryl. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
This is Carol. They might have misunderstood my name.
Oh, okay, Carol. Welcome. Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you very much. My problem is that I've got this very ill. I don't know if this is correct protocol for this call, but I got a dog that is very, very ill and in a lot of pain. I'm wondering if there's any chance that you could help her in her transition.
Done.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that greatly.
You're welcome.
Okay, Carol, thank you for coming. And we certainly support your dog in whatever way we can.
And you.
Thank you so much. Just don't quite know how to handle it, so I need to turn it over to somebody. So I appreciate it greatly.
You're entirely welcome.
Good. Thank you for calling, Carol.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Do we have any news on the black box yet?
No, not yet, but soon. We're closer.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes.
I need that also.
I know.
When that
I know.
many blessings. I appreciate all of you.
Blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. What else is in the news that people might be interested in hearing the truth about rather than what is so often in the media? Are we closer to Hillary Clinton's...
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Are you telling me there are people who actually turn on their TV sets for something other than a DVD?
Not many people I know, but there are people I believe who do.
I was being facetious.
Yes.
But there are less people in that category than there used to be. And you would have to admit.
Yes. Yes, there are. Right. It's very, very good to see people turning away from the false news and looking for real news instead.
Indeed it is. Congratulate yourselves.
Yes. Whenever anybody has asked me for a good source, and of course most people are busy, so they don't want 10 or 15 or 20 websites, the one I've chosen to give is veteranstoday.com. Is that the one that of all the, just for current political events, news, etc., is that the one that you would feel would be the best one to recommend if there were to be just one? There are several good ones.
There are indeed, but that one does a really good job of walking the tightrope between reality and wishful thinking. Don't you think?
Oh, well, yes, because they're basically positive, but they put out the real news behind the scenes that doesn't come out in the major media.
Exactly. Hello, dear one.
Welcome, Thea.
Hi. I have a question about CERN. I've just been reading where there's been these strange clouds over it on June 24th. Could you elaborate on what's happening? Have they opened a portal? What's going on?
Where is this occurring that you're asking about?
It's the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, where they're doing protons and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, at CERN.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. The Earth is responding to the energies there, and the energies there are quite significant at this point in time and will become more so. Does that make sense?
Is it good or bad?
As with any tool, it can be used for either.
And they're attempting to use it for bad?
Not at present, dear one, and let us keep it that way.
Okay, so they're doing it just to see what it does, not to necessarily hurt anyone.
Correct.
Okay. Because if they were doing it for bad, I was going to ask you to send some more squirrels to chew on the wires again. A squirrel took them down from, or a rat, some little nice creature, chewed through wires and it caused them problems. Okay, because there's a big concern about what's happening with them, if they're opening a portal or going to do damage to Mother Earth, and that's why I was asking.
No damage is being done to Mother Earth. But they are learning. They are learning things.
Okay. And then I do have a question on the personal side.
Yes, dear one.
Saint Germain last week asked to talk to me, and he said something, and I wasn't quick enough to get clarification until after the phone call. So he said everything. Pardon?
Well, we're going to have to get you quicker.
Well, yes, please. That would be terrific.
Okay.
So, okay, there's issues that's been going on with my job, and then my desire to be with my future husband who's in a different country.
Yes.
And he said everything's going to work out all right. So my question is he talking about work or getting to France?
Who said this?
Saint Germain.
Oh, okay. He was talking about your life, my dear.
Okay. Okay, no specifics. Okay, well, that's all I have to ask today, and thank you for coming, and could you pronounce your name again, please?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi? Would like an F?
The first letter
is L.
L as in love.
Oh, okay. Lakshmi, okay. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, and I know everyone listening is grateful that you came. So thank you.
You are most welcome. Bless you, dear one.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Thea. Good to hear from you. Okay, so yeah, she was talking about CERN, the Hadron Collider. That I believe it's based in Switzerland, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's nice to know that it's not being misused at this time. Was its original, the original vision and reason for building it, was that done by people who wanted to put more control on the people of Earth, or was it really true scientists who were looking for answers?
The latter. It was scientists looking for answers, my dear.
Okay. Okay, that's great. And that's still who's pretty much running it?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
You are entering a phase in which you will find that scientists are more like priests than priests.
Ah. Okay.
Quite a switch for you guys.
Well, yeah, science and spirituality need to come together and be basically on the same page, don't they?
Indeed they do. And this is just one part of that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Can you give us an update on the Pope and the Vatican and the correction of the pedophile situation, the release of some of the wealth to the people, how that's progressing, what's happening?
That is all progressing well, although very quickly is going very well. It's a major job that this Pope has taken on. And give him your best wishes, for sure.
Oh, it's a huge job.
Yes.
It's almost worse than being U.S. president in some ways.
In some ways, it definitely is.
Yes. Okay. And he is a good guy, doing a good job, right?
Yes, he is.
All right. Will the situation economically for the people of Greece improve in any way with this Brexit vote to encourage the people who want to control to back off at all? Or Brexit certainly is a good influence, at least psychologically. Is there going to be any practical value to, say, the people of Greece and some other countries?
All of the peoples of the earth are going to be released from this huge debt burden that has been placed upon them. Not just Greece, all the peoples, all the countries.
Because
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah is right. Yes, okay. And all of that information is going to be exposed more fully. I mean, a lot of it's out now, but there's still quite a bit more.
There will be more coming out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And this is part of your abundance that I want you to be grateful for.
So to be grateful for the abundance and the release from the control and the sense of sovereignty and freedom individually, it's a whole package of beautiful benefits, is it not?
It is indeed. You are being blessed. And I think you would say it's about time.
Yes, it is about time. Yes, those of us who've known about this have waited a very long time, and I'm very grateful for all the people behind the scenes who have worked hard for years and years and years to bring this about.
There are many of those, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Can you give us an update on the progress of bringing Hillary Clinton to task for her non-people-friendly actions, wrongful, illegal, immoral, however you want to label some of them?
I can, but I prefer not to.
Okay.
Because we don't need negative energy. Would you not agree?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are there sections of our military that are actually being trained or have been trained to take over positive projects soon, like infrastructure in various countries and rebuilding things like bridges and schools and so forth, that it's been proposed that those in the military who want to stay be assigned things like that? Is that in process now, or is it waiting?
In process, dear. A wonderful thing.
That is excellent.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So they know. They know their future involves positive building rather than picking up guns and fighting.
Correct. They do.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
Quite an adjustment for some of them, as you might imagine.
I certainly can imagine that it would be an adjustment, particularly for very young men who came from inner city places like Detroit or South Central LA or whatever, and looked to the military as a way to basically save themselves and get a life.
They can still do that, but the conflict part of it has gone away. And that is a really good thing, in my opinion.
And these young men and some women are adjusting to that change. It's, of course, positive, but they're so used to something negative.
Some of them are leaving the service.
Okay.
Because they can't. But most of them are not.
Okay, good. Good. There will always be some who can't quite adjust to the positives, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Love them too.
Yes, certainly they can use as much love as possible.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. They need love too. That is true.
Yes, okay. Okay, can you bring us up to date on the current situation about Daesh, ISIS, the terrorist situation in Iraq and various cities that have been under siege or taken over or are being released? What's happening today? How do we stand?
Well, the forces that were being paid to cause trouble, so to speak, are looking for somebody who will pay them now, because they're not being paid by those who were paying them before. This is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Because they're now available to do other things.
Awesome. Okay. Is that because of the global monetary changes and certain lines of supply of money have been cut off because they need to be?
Can you say Putin?
Yes.
Yes.
He is doing a wonderful job, is he not?
That he is. He listens very well.
Yes, he has some very good help behind him, doesn't he?
That he does.
Yes. People with a very big view of things and how they're appropriately handled at this time. Yes, he listens well.
When the information comes out about the help he's been giving from those on my side and those from other places, you will go, well, of course, that makes sense.
Well, I hope most everybody can very quickly adjust to that new view.
I fully support that view, my dear.
Yes, good. Because anytime anybody asks me and I have an opportunity to say something, I always say what a great job Putin's doing of balancing what needs to be done without being aggressive, but holding drawing a line in the sand, so to speak, and enforcing it without a lot of fanfare and a lot only necessary military action, nothing unnecessary.
He's doing a great job, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. There was an email out a few days ago about, I think, 50 points that Trump made about things that Hillary have happened or she's done on her watch that were very pointed and clear. And I felt it was well-researched. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
Okay. Okay. So what can you tell us about the condition of the water on Earth generally, the oceans, streams, lakes? Is it better? Has some cleanup been done?
It's like a drop in the bucket, the cleanup that has been done so far. It's laudable that the intentions are there, but there is much more that can and will be done with the machines that will be coming forth. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, so the machines exist now. It just hasn't been appropriate or safe for them to be put into full practice.
Correct.
Okay. But they don't have to be built. We don't have a long lead time once things are safer.
No. There is virtually zero lead time once it is safe to bring them forth.
Great. And by safe, we mean that the operators...
I mean that the forces of dark will not be able to usurp them. That's what I mean.
Yes. Yes, the light forces are in charge. The dark will not be able to overcome that.
Correct.
Okay. Great. And the people who have possession or control of these machines, they know all of this now and they're just waiting for the right time?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And will there be ships that need to take these machines into the oceans and so forth, or can you tell us anything about how any of that will work?
Some of that work will require equipment in the water, but most of it can be done from shore.
From shore?
Yes.
Okay. Out to a certain number of hundreds of miles, or?
Many, many hundreds of miles.
Okay. Because here we sit, supposedly little tiny islands, but they're not. But they look like little tiny islands in the middle of this massive Pacific Ocean. And there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done in certain areas of the Pacific Ocean.
Correct.
Will those machines be brought to Hawaii or in Hawaii and can work from here in all directions?
Yes, and other places they will be used as well.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Yes, awesome. What's the prognosis for free energy sources for each residence, like a machine, a black box, something that pulls the energy from the atmosphere, from the ether, to power each residence? Is that coming soon?
Indeed it is. That is stuff that Tesla saw.
Yes.
And knew and was not allowed to promote. But yes, he knew it.
So is the technology on the planet in sufficient amounts that it can be replicated and gotten out fairly quickly once things are safe?
Dear one, once you are in a place where you make it safe for those beings from off your planet to land and help you, many things will change very quickly.
Oh, yes, because their technology is just off the charts, right, compared to
what Absolutely. We had. Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. The home units by the Keshi Foundation, I've heard there are a few places now using those or trying to use them or installing them. Is that a viable thing in the meantime or long term?
It's a transition device, yes.
Okay. With our timing on our center, is that something we should look at personally for our center, or will we have access to the galactic center?
Wait. You're going to have help, too. You're going to have special help, my dear.
Well, I believe that. Yes. Okay. What about an existing residence here on the island to try to transfer that over to a Keshi unit, or just wait?
Wait.
Okay. All right. It's my sense that Keshi's a good guy, generally, and he's done some very good work.
That is true.
Okay, and yet he's been very much attacked, so he's had to be quite careful or play some games a little bit here and there.
That is true, and there's there have been attempts to make him be quiet, shall we say.
Yes. But has he honestly wanted to get the information out and has been frustrated?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Okay, so this is a good guy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that is good. I know we've gotten so many announcements and emails, and I can feel the energy and how threatened he's been or held back from doing as much as he would like to do.
He has been, yes.
Yes. Yes, okay. Okay. Is it still in process that there needs to be public knowledge by, at least by sometime in October, if not sooner, that the traditional every 4 year presidential election will not take place in November, as many people still believe?
Is that all still true? Yes, dear.
Okay.
As you have been telling everyone,
yes.
That is a deadline.
It is a deadline, exactly. It's wonderful. This has gone on for so many years. It's nice to have a real deadline where the public has to know.
I know, it delights you.
It's time, is it not?
Oh, it definitely is time. Past time.
Yes, okay. So, yes.
Yes.
So, yes, I decided that it was a deadline, and it really is, isn't it?
It is.
Great. All right. We've been told that Fukushima is pretty well cleaned up, as much as the Galactics have been able to do. So it's pretty much under control. It's not a big deal anymore. Is that true?
It has been thoroughly contained, dear.
Thoroughly contained?
Yes.
Oh, now that is awesome news. Okay. That is great. All right.
I totally agree. That is great.
Yes. The Galactics got on that right away so that much less damage happened to the people of Japan and the land than could have, right?
Much less damage to happen to the world.
And the world, okay.
Than could have.
Yes. All right. Wonderful. Okay. We are very grateful for your presence today, and particularly since you're the representation of abundance, which is about to break out, is it not?
You're on the threshold.
Yes. So thank you so very much, Lakshmi, for being here today.
Most welcome. My pleasure, dear one.
Well, we're very grateful.
Namaste.